Donald Trump, No Legitimate Sources in New York Times Mueller Article. By Charlie Spiring on April 4, 2019. President Donald Trump on Thursday ridiculed the lack of sourcing in the latest New York Times report about special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The New York Times had no legitimate sources, which would be totally illegal, concerning the Mueller report, Trump wrote on Twitter. In fact, they probably had no sources at all. The Times reported that some of Mueller's investigators told associates that Attorney General William P. Barr did not adequately portray the findings of the investigation, citing government officials and others familiar with their simmering frustrations. The Times report sparked another day of fevered speculation about the real content of the 400-page Mueller report, despite the Attorney General's four-page summary of it. Trump recounted his history of frustration with the paper's reporting. They are a fake newspaper who have already been forced to apologize for their incorrect and very bad reporting on me, Trump wrote on Twitter. The Times acknowledged in the article that it was unclear how widespread the vexation is among the special counsel team, noting a large number of individuals involved. Despite his history of support for making the Mueller report public, Trump predicted nothing would make Democrats' content, citing years of wasted efforts to bring him down on collusion and obstruction charges. There is nothing we can ever give to the Democrats that will make them happy, he wrote. This is the highest level of presidential harassment in the history of our country. He warned that Democrats were doing everything possible to keep the hoax alive. According to polling, few people seem to care about the Russian collusion hoax, but some Democrats are fighting hard to keep the witch hunt alive, he wrote. They should focus on legislation or, even better, an investigation of how the ridiculous collusion delusion got started, so illegal.